This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The top UN court orders Israel to allow food and medical aid into Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
In a legally binding order on Thursday, the International Court of Justice says Israel must open more land crossings into Gaza for food, water, fuel and other key supplies. Two new so-called provisional measures in a case brought by South Africa accusing Israel of acts of genocide in its war in Gaza. Charges Israel denies. The UN's reported that 100% of Gaza's 2.3 million people are at severe levels of food insecurity. Aid deliveries have been impeded by Israeli military restrictions, ongoing hostilities, and the breakdown of public order, according to the UN and international aid groups. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Russia said on Friday that major powers needed a new approach to North Korea, accusing the United States and its allies of ratcheting up military tensions in Asia and seeking to, quote, strangle the reclusive state. Olivia Chan from Reuters has this report.
The comment came after Russia vetoed the annual renewal of a panel of experts monitoring enforcement of long-standing United Nations sanctions against North Korea over its nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles programs. According to the UN, North Korea is the only country to have conducted tests in the 21st century. U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said on Thursday that it was deeply disappointed at Russia's veto. Washington says North Korea has supplied Russia with missiles than it is using against Ukraine. Those assertions have been dismissed by the Kremlin and Pyongyang.
Olivia Chan from Reuters. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours.